whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Diving back into it, I love this text. We got into, like, you know, your evolution of watching the Chiefs over the years. Not so much superstition as it is tradition, but we get together every year with family and have a 5-hour party and feast. Homemade smoked sausage, deer ravioli.
Ooh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Sausage?
You, like, just glazed over homemade sausage.
I need
more, man. Like, that sounds outstanding.
316. Homemade smoked sausage, deer ravioli.
Okay,
sign me up.
Are you a deer guy?
Big venison guy.
Are you? Okay.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to hunt it, you better eat it.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree. I'm not a hunter. I've had venison one time recently, and I'm trying to think of where it was. I'm like, oh, you got to have this venison.
We just made chili, and we use half venison and half those little Philly cheesesteaks meat that you can get at Costco if you make the Phillies. Have you seen those in the freezer? We did, like, 3 of those and a pound of venison.
Oh, where did you get the pound chili of venison from?
Buddy that goes hunting.
You know, I'll tell you the best chili I ever did have. Elk chili.
I'm sure.
Have you ever had elk before?
No.
Oh.
But I would smash.
Phenomenal meat. Phenomenal. Lean. Mm. Just so good. You can't eat bear, though, because it tastes like trash.
Smash.
I love venison. Like, I will pay for any, and I know it from avid hunters, they say that the jerky is a pain in the
ass. Yeah.
But I will pay. Whatever you have, like the jerky sticks, like a buddy of mine used to get them all the time, and they were like jalapeno cheese and venison, like deer sticks, like, you know, like the big long cylinders.
Right, yeah.
So that was weird the way I described it on camera. But again, they said pulled pork flautas, wings, and desserts, and watch the game.
You make your own flautas? Do you fry them or do you bake them? I mean, you got to fry them, right?
And they said,
do they have room for an extra?
What was the other one? You said pork flautas and then what?
Wings and then desserts.
The wings are like just thrown in as like an accoutrement to all
some
of that.
Wings.
Yeah. The host is a 49ers fan, so at least this year they can enjoy the Super Bowl. it is a tradition that everybody has, the evolution of being in this, because like you had mentioned earlier several times this year, or I guess last year, don't take it for granted.
Right.
You know, like, keep enjoying this because eventually, like, a lot of these guys will no longer be in the NFL, including the quarterback, and you'll look back and be like, man,
I wish we were there again. Yeah, right?
No doubt.
And then we, like, last segment, going through all of these other franchises that have been around and have no sort of playoff success, and then to see what we have, I think we can all agree there, and I don't think it's a lot, but it's enough that take this for granted, man. Like, what we're going through right now, imagine being a Cardinal fan and being a 100-year-old franchise and having 7 playoff wins.
Yeah. Tough. But it is a Thursday. It's 7:20-ish, so you know what that means.
It is time to talk to our guy Ben Maller, of course, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty, and you can catch him on Fox Sports Radio overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. And Ben, I want to start with you and L.A. and everything that's going on out there. How are you holding up during all these wildfires, my man?
Yeah, hey, it's great to be on with you guys again. Yeah, it's crazy, man. I've lived here my entire life. I've never seen anything like this. Doing the show from our studio, the Fox Sports Radio studios, there were fires all around. You drive in, we drive at night, obviously, we work at night, and to see the hills all lit up. Like, there have always been fires here, but never this many at the same time. Like, the LA basin was literally surrounded by on each side, the ocean side and the mountain side, fire. It's craziness. And so there's not enough people to put out the fire and bunch of people. My sister-in-law actually has been evacuated. I've got some other friends of mine that have been displaced from their homes, and they don't even know if their homes are there or not. So it's really just craziness. And it's even better, though, because I get to go in every night, Bob, and talk about sports. So I'm very happy to do that. I'm enjoying that very much. But it's I feel very bad. The first responders, my wife is a 911 operator. She's been away from the house for several days, sleeping at work. So this is a crazy time. Did not have this on my bingo card to start 2025, but here we are, and better days ahead. Better days ahead.
You would hope better days ahead, and we're all thinking about you, you know, and worrying about you, and wondering and watching and all this stuff, that's crazy stuff that's going on, but that's why we're here, right? The toy department, if you will, of life, to kind of take people's minds off it. And I had this recollection the other day driving. I'm like, I think January has now become the best sports month of the year. People always want to debate March and October, but I mean, January has it all. College football playoff, NFL playoff, college football free agency, coach firings. Like, January's great.
Yeah, I was actually going to send you a message this week. I said, this is one of the great weeks for sports radio. I truly believe this is one of the most amazing weeks for sports radio, because you have the gear up for the NFL playoffs. You got the Final Four in college football. But you got all these coaching rumors, all this chatter. I mean, it is really a wonderful time to soak everything up that's going on in the world of our, you know, our existence in sports radio. But like the NFL stuff, the coaching carousel, which I do think they should wait. I'm taking advantage of the fact that they do it while the playoffs are going on, but they should wait until all this is done. I don't know why you need to hire a coach in January if you're not in the playoffs. I've never understood that. No one's been able to explain that to me, but they continue on with that. But the coaching carousel has been great. The Gerard Mayo story in New England, I thought was hilarious, the way that was handled by the Patriots. I mean, it's one thing after another. So it's been a lot of fun, and it all gets going for real on Saturday. With the Texans, you know the Texans are the least popular team in the playoffs because they're the first playoff game. So that's why that game is, you know, it's like in basketball when the Toronto Raptors used to play the first NBA game. You know, they were the least popular. So whoever plays that first early game on Saturday, that's the least popular for TV. So in this case, it's the Texans. Enjoy that.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Texans are, I mean, consider that. I do want to ask you, have you heard any word about, I know Bob has talked about it with us, Mac and I, about the Rams game that has maybe had some sort of effect with what's going on with the wildfires?
Yeah, so the Rams aren't playing until Monday at SoFi. And, yeah, there is a tentative plan to move that game over to Phoenix if the fires continue, Dusty. And the winds, as you know, I'm not a newsman or a weather person. I can play one on the radio. But as I understand it from – I have watched a lot of news recently and paid attention on the internet or whatever. The winds are supposed to keep howling through tomorrow on Friday. So the Rams aren't supposed to play until Monday at home. And they'd have to decide, I would think, by Saturday morning probably whether or not, or Saturday afternoon, whether or not they're going to move that game for logistical reasons, because the Vikings are flying out from Minnesota. The Rams would have to go to Arizona. So I don't think that'll be an issue. The Rams play in Inglewood, which is pretty far inland. The question is whether people will be able to attend the game because of all that's going on with the fires. But at this point, I think that game will be played in Inglewood, barring the fires getting worse, which hopefully, obviously, we're on the backside of the worst part of this. But, yeah, there is a chance that game gets moved, which normally they only move games for, like weather events, meaning snow or something like that, right? It's usually not blizzards, not because of fire. But here we are.
Well, what about the Chargers, though? I know they're traveling and they're playing that Houston Texan team, but, I mean, they've got to be caught up in everything this week as well. You got to think the Chargers and the Rams are at a major disadvantage this week.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, and you know, a lot of the areas that have burned are some of the wealthier areas, so some of these athletes live in those areas, so they've got homes there. So that is absolutely a factor, and you got to compartmentalize, if possible, the Chargers – you know, going to Houston and favorite in that game on the road and all that, and you know, there's guys that are going to have to leave their families behind. You know, I don't know when they're leaving. I assume they're leaving later today or tomorrow morning for Houston, the Chargers. So they're, yeah, that's definitely in the back of their mind. And the Rams facility way out there, there's no real fire danger where they're at this point. But I mean, the thing about it is, the crazy guys, like every day, every hour, depends on which direction the wind blows. Like, it literally is changing, these Santa Ana winds that we have here, and we haven't had any measurable rain in forever, so everything's a tinderbox. Just, it's craziness is what it is. So it's definitely a factor for the Chargers and Rams. But you know, it's life. It's just like, you know, when you, you know, you're in a place where the weather's terrible and you got to leave your family and that. I mean, it's obviously a little different with the fire because you might have nothing to come back to, but you got to roll with the punches.
Outside of weather and the NFL, tonight there is a, we finally get some action, man. I mean, I know that, like, you're blessed to have the NBA and hockey out there, but here we have snow and we have Chiefs and Royals, and then we kind of piggyback on everything else. But Notre Dame, Penn State, I guess my main question for you is, who do you see having more on the line with this? Notre Dame's head coach and Freeman, or is it Franklin and Penn State? Because Franklin's always been told, can he win against big teams? Can he win those big games? And then you look at Freeman, and it's like, man, you win this game and get to the College Football Finals, you might put a lot of people on panic alert in the NFL because, hell, if Iowa State's coach can get an interview from the Bears, I don't see why Freeman can't.
Yeah, so I think it's Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame's been a pretty dormant program. They're like the Yankees or the Lakers or something like that, but they haven't really been all that good in a long time. And here's their golden opportunity, right? Set up perfectly for them. It's the big TV window on Thursday night. Everyone will be watching this game, and it's Freeman. Now Penn State's got their own issues. Although I am pulling for Penn State, Dusty. I work the show after mine is hosted by LeVar Arrington, a proud Penn State alumnus, and one of the other guys that works on that show is Brady Quinn, who went to Notre Dame. So they've been fighting it out all week. But I like LeVar more, so I'm taking Penn State. It's just a personal thing. So I am going with Penn State in that game. I'm looking forward to watching it. I'm so used. I don't know about you guys, but on Monday night I was looking for an NFL game to watch. I'm so used on Monday night, and now we're into the playoffs, so there's no Monday night. And I know tonight I'm going to be like, where's the Thursday night NFL game? But now I don't need to watch NFL because I got Notre Dame and Penn State. And I was thinking about like which matchup TV wants, because I'm always worried about TV people. I would think it's Notre Dame and Ohio State, right? That's who they would want to have. I think we all agree on that, because Ohio State's been really good for a long time, and Notre Dame's a national program, so that would be the dream matchup for TV. Penn State and Texas doesn't have the same razzmatazz to it.
No, it really doesn't. And you know, quite honestly, when you said Penn State and Texas, I just kind of inside felt myself go, not that interested in that one. But Ohio State, Notre Dame, I think even the casual fan can get fired up. Are you taking Ohio State tomorrow night over the Texas Longhorns?
Yes, I am. I'm not a believer in Coach Sark and the Longhorns. And listen, the Buckeyes had their own issues, but they have been absolutely monster mashing the last couple weeks. And so I don't believe in momentum. I don't think that's a thing, but I do believe in confidence, and they're a very confident football team right now. I don't know about the point spread. I think it's 5.5 right now at AT&T Stadium there, Jerry's World or whatever it's called there in Arlington. So, yeah, I think we're going to get Ohio State, and I think Penn State is going to beat Notre Dame, but that's pretty much a toss-up game. So Penn State, an all Big Ten matchup. I did like that. The coaches have been fighting. They were kind of poking each other in the Penn State and Notre Dame game about the fact Notre Dame should be in a conference and they're not in a conference, you know, and that whole thing, which is the age-old battle royale when it comes to Notre Dame. The amount of money Notre Dame's making from this little sojourn into the college football playoff is just bananas. You don't have to share it with anybody. They're keeping everything. Just great for them financially.
Yeah, Texas 6-point Texas 6-point underdogs. I love them that they get Bevo back and they're playing in Texas. Shifting back over to the NFL, I want to bring this up with you because I think this weekend is kind of there. It depends on where you pick and choose, where you look at what's interesting, what's not. Because a lot of times there's a couple of games where it's like 33-14. You're like, why did I watch this? I think the LA game is interesting. I think them being favorites against Houston on the road is fun. I love the Rams game on Monday night. I love them being a 1.5 dog underdog at home against Minnesota. And then the one I'm intrigued in is, and I kind of want your opinion on this, is I feel like Philadelphia isn't getting enough sort of like focus on it. Maybe that's just because they're East Coast, we're in the middle of the Midwest, and the Chiefs are just, you know, going for a three-peat in the storylines and whatnot. But like, do you think there's a lot of pressure on Philadelphia? I mean, they're a 4.5 point favorite. I think they could absolutely house in their matchup. But again, 4.5 point favorites. Everyone doesn't, it seems to be nervous about Jalen Hurts, but I don't know why he's going to be out of the league for 28 days. Whereas like, oh, the Chiefs, they get rusty after 24. But like, to me, it's not really the concussion. It's like Jalen Hurts hasn't played football in a month, and Philadelphia seems to always kind of figure out who they are, which is never a good thing this time of year.
Yeah, well, it's a massive game because if the Eagles go out there and poop the bed, Nick Sirianni's back on the hot seat. We're having conversations. Is Nick Sirianni going to keep his job? Does Bill Belichick go leave North Carolina to go coach the Philadelphia Eagles? You know, that becomes a storyline. And the Eagles, last year they fell apart, and they were terrible the last month or 2 months of the season. Then they lost the Tampa Bay in the playoffs. They've obviously been much better this year. But, yeah, the layoff is a factor. Plus, Well, as much as Lamar Jackson gets killed for being playoff Lamar, Jalen Hurts has not exactly been a world beater in the playoffs. It doesn't get a lot of talk, but Jalen Hurts' numbers are down across the board in the playoffs. He's not as good a player. He doesn't elevate his game. So the Packers are there's something about that team that there's something off. And Jordan Love, there's talk, will he play? Is he healthy either? Both these quarterbacks have issues. But yeah, I don't trust the Eagles, and so I would, from a gambling standpoint, I would lean. We're doing the TV show later today. I would take the Packers plus the points, but I've been terrible this year, so take that with a grain of salt.
All right, Ben. Before we let you go, who does win this weekend in the NFL? Give me your teams that are moving on.
Yeah, so I think the Chargers will move on. The Texans are done. I'm going to take the Ravens, but they will not cover against the Steelers. I'm going to take the Bills, obviously, but I think that'll be a closer game in Buffalo. I'm going to take the Eagles to win but not cover. I like the Buccaneers. I think that game will be lopsided. Tampa Bay will win big. And you can ram it all day. You can ram it all night. The Rams will get her done on Monday night, as Sam Darnold will cost himself about $80 million by stinking up the joint Monday night.
No doubt. The last 2 weeks as well. Ben, stay safe out there from those fires, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
See you.
That's Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio, all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. Get on up to The Landing in Liberty and get my pretzel, get Ben's chicken tenders, and get Max mac and cheese.
That's Wait, right. What? You have a menu item?
Yeah, of mac course. And cheese. It's on the menu. It's on almost every menu in the world. Every time I go to a restaurant, Mac's menu item is right there. Mac and cheese.
Good Mac's awesome.
You. Yeah. Did you ever think about marrying somebody named Cheese so you guys could be Mac and Cheese?
No, all right. That's great. That's good for you, man.
I don't know what my food item would be. Lichen's Lox.
Oh, would be good.
That's
I
good.
Love
yeah. good sandlock, yeah. man.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. 913-586-7965. What would my food item yeah. be? Dusty, like, you can't really put a food next to Dusty.
Dusty, I don't like that. Yeah. I was
Dusty's
to
donuts. Not eating one. Yeah.
I just want to win, Jim.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Dusty's donuts is really yeah. making me laugh. That's, I like it.
It's not happening.
Like, I'm not going there.
You're not going there with Dusty's donuts?
I don't think so.
Maybe right. one day when we evolve in this world, you can go to like a dispensary and be like, Lichens is lettuce.
I just want to win, Jim.
You know? Dusty's donuts. I really do like that one a lot. Like
yeah, I'll
one
the,
buyer.
I'll do the Dusty donut. Oh, God. Not happening. Yeah. Yeah, that's not happening.
Ben Maller mentioned something there at the end, and I want to get your opinion on it, Mac and Cheese and Dusty, and you guys on the text line as well. If Sam Darnold goes out there and goes belly up, mm-hmm. okay, the last eight quarters would not have been great. Is he now a highly coveted free agent, or are we recency biased like we always are in the NFL when it comes to everything, basically? You know, you're a week-to-week league, and he said Sam Darnold cost himself, like, tongue-in-cheek, $80 million. But if Darnold goes out there on Monday night and plays like he did on Sunday night, are you feeling real confident if you're another team that you want Sam Darnold, or if you're even Minnesota that you want to bring Sam Darnold back? In the biggest moments, he saw ghosts.
That's tough, because the narrative would then be he can't win the big game. And you'd have two sample sizes.
Right.
But that's, you know, that's where we're at in this world. That's just the name of the game. I mean, Lamar Jackson's won two MVPs. He's been to the AFC Championship game, and it's like, can he win the big one? And he's, you know, he's 28 years old, right? We just gave Mahomes his numbers. He's 29. So far advanced. Like, right? So it's, yeah, I mean, I think that,
put yourself in the fan base shoes of, let's say, I can't use the Jets because he already played there. Let's say the Tennessee Titans. They got the first overall pick.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. They got the first overall pick. There's no quarterback worthy of the number one overall pick. Probably not even a top 10 pick, even though two or three will be taken in the top 10. Fine. That's why general managers get fired.
Mm-hmm. Top five.
So if you're the Tennessee Titans as a fan, let's pretend you're a Tennessee Titan fan, ugh. And they either sign or trade for, because they may franchise him in Minnesota, which they should do.
Should.
You either sign or trade for Sam Darnold. Are you excited as a Titans fan if he poops the bed in L.A. this weekend after he already dirtied the sheets against the Lions. Are you excited about that? Put yourself in that fan base's shoes. I would say probably not.
I'll give you an example. Were you excited when we got Matt Cassel in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Same situation.
But he was 11-5 coming from the Patriots.
This guy's 14-3.
I know, but his performance, like, we weren't as dialed in, obviously, in 08.
I'm done getting years wrong.
Yeah, right. Whenever it was that Cassel came over, who was really dialed into that 11-5 Patriots season, right? They were still 11-5 that year. They didn't make the playoffs under Matt Cassel, so it wasn't like there, and there weren't as many national TV games back then, like, than Sunday or Monday night, you weren't dialed into every single game like we are now. So that's why I asked that question. Like, Matt Cassel was like 15 years ago now or whatever it was that he came to, you know, Kansas City. The NFL has changed a lot. We've become more of a live-in-the-moment fan base in the NFL than we ever were before. So that's why I ask, if he doesn't play well, now you've got eight quarters of meaningful football, are you excited as a fan base to get Sam Darnold as you would have been before Christmas?
From the 816, Sam Darnold would be great in a perfect system with a good coach. If he goes to Chicago or the Titans, his career is over. He should stay put with the Vikings, and they should sign him for 3 years. Baker Mayfield-type contract.
Maybe the Vikings don't want him because they did draft J.J. I think the Vikings are going to have trade offers for both of those guys out there, and they're going to look at whatever the best trade offer is back in return.
From the 515, I'm a Vikes fan. If Sam botches this next game again, we are ready for McCarthy.
Wow. Yeah. And see, Viking that's fans are too. Yeah.
What have you done for me lately?
No, I think Ben Maller with you guys said $80 million. I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I think we're going to talk about it tomorrow. Playoff quarterbacks with the most pressure on them. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold's probably near top of the list just for money purposes, man. He could lose or make a lot of money this next week.
Yes, he can.